Finally today, have you seen the movie from India called The Lunchbox? Great story. I strongly recommend it. It all turns around the culture of dabbawalas. These are guys who deliver hot lunches to people at work all over Mumbai. But in the film, one lunch keeps getting delivered to the wrong man. The woman making the meal confronts the dabbawala. Impossible, says the dabbawala. We never make a mistake. Even Harvard has studied us, he says. Well, Stefan Tomke is a professor at the Harvard Business School who studied the dabbawalas.
A dabba is the actual lunchbox, and a wala is the person who handles the box.
Right.
That's why dabbawala.
So the background to this system goes back to the 19th century, I read. Why did it start?
It started out sort of with a basic need, and that is people wanted to have home-cooked food, and they wanted to have it delivered to their work. And the system, as I said, it's over 100 years old, and it basically kind of grew. And today, when you look at it, they have something like 250,000 transactions per day.
Wow.
With about 5,000 people essentially running around and using bicycles and carts all over the city of Mumbai. And I don't know if you've been to Mumbai, but, you know, Mumbai is, to put it mildly, a very, very chaotic place. So it's quite amazing that they pull all this off, make basically no mistake. And what's even interesting is they do it at extremely low cost.
Yeah, how much do they charge their customers?
It varies. It depends on where you live, you know, but today, you know, sort of the typical customer would pay somewhere between 400 to 500 Indian rupees. A dollar is about, you know, 60 to 65 rupees or so. So this is really low cost.
And they pay that per month?
Per month, yes. Yeah.
And no documents, no kind of records these dabbawalas keep to know which lunchbox goes to whom?
I mean, it's in their heads.
No way.
Yes. I had the same reaction when I first saw this. You know, I've been going to India for nearly 28 years now, so I used to see these guys on the street all the time, and I never really thought much of it. Until one final day, it was in 2008, I was in a hotel room, and I picked up a leaflet, and the leaflet sort of described this sort of in a few paragraphs. And it created a puzzle in my mind, because how can they pull this off, you know? So many people, semi-literate workforce, really low cost, extremely high quality, and they don't seem to be doing any of the things that we teach.
Okay, so what is their secret? What did you find out? How do they pull this off with such great efficiency?
The secret is the system.
What does that mean?
Let me give you an example. The system works because of the way the railway system is structured. It sort of helps them in sort of an unexpected way. It synchronizes the system. Because in Mumbai, the railway system is one of the few things that actually always runs on time. It forces the entire organization to run according to a rhythm.
Mm. Well, so the dependency on the transportation kind of keeps everybody honest.
Exactly. So it's the rhythm and the synchronization that the railway system gives you in addition to the transportation. So there are a lot of things like that. The labeling is another great story. They have very little information on the boxes. For example, there's no return address. But these different boxes have to go back to the person who gave them to you.
How do they know where to take them?
It's in their heads. So it comes back to the information that's on there. It gets them back to the last distribution point. And then from the last distribution point, it's all about memory. And they bring it back.
In the movie The Lunchbox, all these dabbawalas seem to be almost identical. They're all in white. They all have these little white caps. Like,
Gandhi cap.
It's a Gandhi cap.
Yes, yes.
So who are these guys?
Most of them are coming from a particular region, sort of India. That's where they're typically recruited. Interesting. They're not employees. They're all partners. When you're joining the dabbawalas, you actually have to buy yourself into it. You have to be, a shareholder. And you basically participate sort of in the profits that come out of it. And they make a decent living.
Stefan Tomke, he's a professor at the Harvard Business School, where he did a case study of the dabbawala system in Mumbai. Thanks for coming in, Stefan.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. Mera dil bhi kitna pagal hai, ye pyar to tumse karta hai. Mera dil bhi kitna pagal hai, ye pyar.
Now to find a way to get a hot homemade Indian lunch delivered here. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for tuning in.